Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, thank you for tuning into our program, Do You Really Know Your Bible, with Apostle Dr. C. N. Terrell, Presiding General Overseer of Apostolic Truth Ministries Worldwide. Eternal Righteous Heavenly Father, we pray you'll bless this program. We pray you'll be blessed with everything that is said and done. This we give you all the praise now, in Yahweh's name. Hallelujah. We are talking about the assembly age in Sardis. We are starting with Revelation 3, 1 through 6. Unto the messenger of the assembly in Sardis write these things, saith he that hath the seven spirits of Yahweh and the seven stars. I know thy works, thou hast a name, that thou hast livest, and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remaineth, that are ready to die, for I have not found the works perfect before Yahweh. Remember therefore how thou have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which has not defiled their garments, and they have walked with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his messengers. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assemblies. Jude 21. Keep yourself in the love of Yahweh, looking for the mercy of our Savior, Yahweh Hosha, the Messiah, unto eternal life. Sardis was one of the oldest cities of the seven assemblies and the capital of Lydda. It was made wealthy by textile manufacturing and jewelry making. Wealthy Sardis citizens took up with the master cult, notably with that of Sable, an earth goddess, also called Magna Mater, or Great Mother. How does Yahweh Hosha identify himself to the Sardis assembly? Revelation 3:1. And unto the assembly of And unto the messenger of the assembly in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of Yahweh and the seven stars. Isaiah 11:1-2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of Yahweh. Revelation 1:16-20. And he hath in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went two sharp edged swords, and his countenance was as the sun shineth, and in his strength and mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the seven messengers of the seven assemblies, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven assemblies. What does he say about their works? Revelation 3:1-2. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remaineth that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before Yahweh. Of what does he remind him? Revelation 3:3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Repent means to change. What will happen if they do not watch? Revelation 3:3, the second part. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come not on thee as a thief. While the world needs a watchman, a child of Yahweh should always be ready. Was everyone in this assembly missing the mark? Revelation 3:4. Thou hast a few names in Sardis, which has not defiled their garment, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. What will these members receive? Revelation 3:5, the first part. He that hath overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Revelation 19:7-8-14. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the brethren. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Ecclesiastes 9:8. Let thy garment be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. What else would happen? Revelation 3:5, the middle part. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Philippians 4:3. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow men, help those women which labor with me in the gospel with command also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:27. And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation 22:19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the righteous city, and from the things which are written in this book. Will Yahweh host to confess their names before Yahweh and his messengers? Revelation 3:5, the last part. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his messengers. Luke 12:8. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the messengers of Yahweh. You see, we need to confess. We need to repent of our sins. We need to make an about change. We can't just expect and think just because we're doing good, just because we help the poor, just because we help the needy, just because we give money to the assembly, just because we give money to religious organizations, or whatever we do, we're going to be in his kingdom. No, Scripture is very plain. Scripture tells us that we must confess our sins and accept him as a personal Savior. If we don't ever confess him as a personal Savior, never repent of our sins, I don't care how much good you do. I don't care how much money you give to people, to the assemblies, to religious organizations, to the poor people, etc. You are not going to be in this kingdom. You've got to come the right way. The Scripture tells us, for Yahweh so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We got to believe in him. We got to accept him as a personal Savior. Then we will be in his kingdom. Our eternal righteous Father, which is in heaven, we thank thee for this time we could come to have studied your word and to learn from it. We pray you will bless us now. Have your way in everything. This we pray in Yahweh Hosha's majestic name. Thank Yahweh. Hallelujah.